Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the light detector application from Everywhere Technologies. And I thought for this demonstration it was easy to show you several examples that I use the light detector app for at home so that you can get some idea of how it's used. And basically the way it works is that it uses the camera in the iPhone to detect light, and the higher the tone, the brighter it is, the lower the tone, the dimmer it is. Now, a couple of things to know about my house is because I've got cathedral ceilings and tiled floors, you might notice a bit of echo when I'm doing the recording. And also, I have several skylights throughout my house, so I will have to hold the camera towards my body so it stops picking up the skylights in the recording. So let me say that I've got my iPhone turned on, VoiceOver's running, so let's find the app on the iPhone screen.
Light detector.
So one finger double tap to open.
Light detector.
Okay, I'm just going to point the phone towards my body. Okay, and let's go into the toy room and see whether the TV has been turned off after the boys have been using the Apple TV this morning. Okay, so I'm at the TV, and let me run it over the screen. It's picked up a little bit of noise, which means the TV is actually left on. So I'm going to put it face down on the entertainment unit, find the off button, and really turn the TV off. Okay, let's take the camera, the iPhone, back to the screen, and run it up and down, and it's all dark. Nothing's reacting. So I point it back towards my body. And by the way, the iPhone camera it's using is at the back of the iPhone. So basically, I've got the iPhone camera facing my body to keep out the light. Let's walk into the kitchen and let me see whether the blinds are open to let light in. So what I'm going to basically do is run the camera up and down the blinds, not touching them of course, and see if it makes a strobing sound, which means that the blinds are open. So I'll do that now. So they're definitely open. Okay, so that's the blinds done. Let me walk out of the kitchen, across the lounge room, and now I'm at the beginning of the hallway, and this hallway has got two light switches, one at each end, and depending on where you are, you can turn either light switch on and off. Which way the switch is doesn't necessarily mean that the light is on or off. So let me just walk down to the other end, because that's where the light actually is on the roof. Okay, turning around. Okay, now I'm standing next to the other end of the hallway's light switch. Now, basically, in my hallway, I've actually got a skylight in the ceiling as well. So when I point it at the ceiling, you're going to hear it detect the skylight. But we'll see what happens when I flick the switch, depending on which way it is, and see if the actual light frequency goes down or dimmer. Okay, so we'll do that now. So I point it at the ceiling. Okay, so there's the actual skylight. Now, let me flick the switch, and I'm actually flicking it in the on position. Okay, so it's in the on position. It's actually just turned the light off because the tone's actually died down. Okay, so it actually works extremely well. Okay, let me just walk back into the lounge room to complete the demonstration. Okay, here we are back at our starting point in the lounge room. Take the phone away from myself. And basically what I'm going to now do is turn the application off by just pressing the home button.
Home. Light detector.
And we're out of the application. So a very useful application. And as you can see, you can use it in daylight. But I must say, I do use it at night time to make sure that the lights are turned off in the house before going to bed. So you can use it both in daylight time and at night time. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.